Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Margaret from the What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood podcast. Solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from all the way from Australia. M from Australia says, Margaret, you say you go to stay with family for holidays, have family stay with you for holidays, and leave kids with family so you yourself can go on holidays. Amazing! Exclamation point. Question, do you have any ground rules or tips and tricks for having family stay with you? My husband and I live interstate from both of our families, so if they visit, they stay with us. We don't live in a large house, and we're finding the line between hospitality and what we can handle hard to draw. How can we simplify our approach? M, you have brought us a sticky wicket of a question here all the way from Australia. This can be really hard to navigate. Briefly, when my kids go to stay with my parents or my in-laws, I basically am pretty hands-off. If my kids are staying with you, your job is to return them in one piece, and otherwise I don't really care that much. It's usually brief. They don't stay there that long. Maybe, I mean, even if they stay for 3 weeks, they often have ice cream sandwiches for breakfast. I don't sweat the small stuff. I'm going on holiday somewhere else and enjoying myself, so I'm not here to tell you how to raise my kids when they're staying at your house. Now, when people come to our house, it's a little bit of a different question. So you mentioned that you have a small house. When my kids were young, we also had a very small house and often had parents and in-laws visiting, sometimes, you know, extended family. When possible, people stayed outside of the house, so that we weren't trying to host like 9 people in our 1,000 square foot house. And I do think it is important and totally fair to set ground rules. We talk a lot about 50%, right? 50% what you want and 50% what your kids want, and finding out how that works between you. But you always have veto power. And I think this is important when you're dealing with family coming to visit. 50% what you want. It's hard to have people stay at your house for a long time. 50% what they want. They want to be involved in their grandkids' life and spend a lot of time with them. But you have veto power in the end. So I think it's really kind and important to respect the wishes of in-laws and parents who want to spend time with you and your children. They gave birth to you or your spouse and kept you alive so that you could reproduce. And you owe them the respect and the opportunity to be part of your kid's life. I'm assuming they're not horrible, toxic people when saying this. But it is not always good for anyone's relationship to try to spend 7 days together in a small house with relatives. And so with that in mind, I think it's really fair and really great to set specific parameters. We have found it's really hard to have people stay with us during the week while we're trying to get the kids to school. And so we try to limit that. We're like, hey, let's do long weekend visits so that we don't have people here for 5 school days in a row, because the school days are just very busy and chaotic. There's not enough time for visiting. And so like, hey, let's not do it that way. Let's try to schedule time when the kids are off, when we have longer breaks. You will get pushback from a lot of relatives who are like, no, no, I want to come for 2 weeks and I want to stay in your living room and this is what I want to do. It is perfectly fine for you and your spouse as a united front to set parameters that work for you. And you can sit down and talk about that and be like, hey, what's the maximum amount of time that I can love and respect my parents or in-laws staying with me in this small space? And try to be as generous as possible with that number. But if it's 5 days, then when someone says, you know, we'd love to come for 3 weeks, it's like, we have these 5 days and that's about as much as we can handle with the kids and everything else we're doing. And if you get pushback, you just remember that no is a complete sentence, that you do get to set these parameters. It is your home. People are not allowed to break in. And so find rules and parameters that work. Realize that it comes from a loving place of trying to keep everybody getting along. Don't be afraid to say no, but work from your maximally generous point. Start with the idea of like, yes, sometimes it is crazy making to have other people in my house. Yes, it is easier for just me and the baby to huddle down and never see another human being sometimes. But I am going to offer in love and respect as much time as I can, which for me is maximally, let's say, 6 days. And then set those parameters and stick to them and get on the same page as your spouse. Because sometimes you're going to have people who try to do it and run around you and call you, well, we'd really like to stay for 3 weeks. I'm sorry, we've decided that 5 days is our max and that's what we can do. And there's going to be some bruised feelings involved, but you're going to work through it and you're all going to just try to love on your kids in a way that is sustainable for you. I hope that helps. So glad to hear from you in Australia. And guys, whether or not you are on this continent or not, if you have a question for myself or Amy, send them to questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com or ask them on our Facebook page, and you may hear the answer to your question on an upcoming episode. Talk to you next time.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors, and somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.